We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning, 76 degrees. A new coronavirus bill is heading to the Kansas governor for her signature.
State senators voted 26-12 to approve the bill, limiting the governor's emergency powers. It also authorizes liability protections for hospitals and businesses, and it extends the state of emergency until September 15th. However, Senator Rob Olson, an Olathe Republican, says he wishes more could have been done.
I'm so sorry for them people that I wasn't able to exercise my voice and divide this bill, because there's parts of this bill that are great.
Senator Ty Masterson, an Andover Republican, was also frustrated by the final outcome.
We ran an entire marathon and then cheated in the last block. Did all this work that was valuable and then demeaned the process.
State Attorney General Derek Schmidt released a statement that said in part that the discussions need to be ongoing and more review of the issues will be required in the coming months. But he added that for now it's time to make these changes law and move forward. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The annual Walnut Valley Festival postponed until next year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The event draws nearly 15,000 people worldwide to Winfield. It originally was scheduled for September, but festival organizers say this year's concerts could go virtual.
Tense moments in California as protests ramped up just north of Los Angeles Thursday.
Protesters gathered on a sidewalk in the suburb of Santa Clarita got some opposition from drivers who passed by at an intersection. This resident told Fox 11 in Los Angeles that he doesn't understand the opposition.
People just want to come by and antagonize us. We're just fighting for peace, and all those people, I don't know what they're fighting for. They're just trying to get people riled up.
Earlier, police detonated a possible device in the area they thought might be an explosive. Protesters were moved but allowed to continue their demonstration. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A prominent Senate Republican is blocking President Trump's nominees concerning questions about the recent firings of inspectors general.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley is blocking President Trump's picks to lead the National Counterterrorism Center and the Undersecretary for Arms Control at the State Department until he says he has given adequate reasons for the firings of inspectors general for the intelligence community in the State Department. A 2008 law requires presidents to give Congress a written explanation at least 30 days in advance of removing an inspector general. Grassley says the letters provided by the White House do not comply with that law. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation Board of Directors has approved $1 billion of global investments, says U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The best poverty alleviation program is a job. The Trump administration modernized the DFC to help developing nations attract that private sector money and generate those very jobs. We want to help countries stand on their own two feet by creating attractive conditions for investment, especially in key areas like energy and infrastructure.
The DFC says this will advance development in Africa, Latin America, the Indo-Pacific, and emerging markets worldwide.
The top health official in Missouri says no additional cases of the new coronavirus have been reported, stemming from the crowded pool parties at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks during the Memorial Day weekend. Although Camden County Health Department did report last week that a Boone County resident who had attended the parties tested positive for the virus.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This strong area of high pressure over the desert southwest continues to bring us heat. Sunny and hot today with a high 98. Clear overnight, our low 72. The hot weather persists again both on Saturday and Sunday with a high 96, 95, and windy Sunday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:35 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Meghan Markle paying tribute to George Floyd in a graduation address.
Meghan Markle speaking out about the death of George Floyd and racism during a virtual speech to the graduating class of her former Los Angeles high school.
I am so sorry that you have to grow up in a world where this is still present.
The Duchess of Sussex admits she was really nervous, but adds,
I realized the only wrong thing to say is to say nothing. Because George Floyd's life mattered.
Markle goes on to recall the 1992 LA riots, urging graduates to use their voices to become the leaders she says we all so deeply crave. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Huge contributions from a famous rapper.
Kanye West has donated $2 million to the families of those killed by police. West sending the money to charities associated with Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd, while also setting up a college fund for Floyd's daughter Gianna. Various outlets also report that Kanye made a separate donation to help cover the legal costs for Arbery and Taylor's families. West's donation comes after several other artists, including The Weeknd and Drake, donated money to help organizations to support the family. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
A major movie theater chain says it's in trouble.
AMC Entertainment says it needs to raise money or its movie theaters could be closing for good. The cinema chain revealed in a government filing that whether it survives depends on when its operations can get back to normal, as well as the timing of movie releases and its ability to make money. AMC closed theaters in March because of coronavirus restrictions and so far has suspended operations through the end of this month. With theaters closed, it's not making any money, and it has furloughed employees. Movie theaters were already dealing with weaker attendance before the pandemic. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A YouTube star facing charges. This in connection with looting in Arizona.
A since-deleted video shared by YouTube star Jake Paul's photographer appears to show the 23-year-old walking around a closed Arizona mall as people around him vandalize stores. Scottsdale police charging the YouTuber, saying they received hundreds of tips and videos identifying him as a participant in the riot. Paul saying in a statement earlier this week he was not looting, only documenting. He's been charged with criminal trespass and unlawful assembly, both misdemeanor charges. Paul responding on Twitter saying, quote, "Give me my charges and let's put the focus back on George Floyd and Black Lives Matter." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And let's find out the latest. What's going on in the world of movies?
I'm Mike Gunzelman. The Cannes Film Festival has released its 2020 lineup, despite the festival not actually happening. The coronavirus canceled the physical festival, but Cannes is still releasing the names in order to both give them praise for the filmmaking and also to help with future distribution. 56 titles were officially chosen, including a record number of female directors at 16. Directors Wes Anderson, Steve McQueen, the Pixar animated movie Soul were some of the biggest names involved. And director James Cameron is currently undergoing a 2-week quarantine period after arriving in New Zealand so he can restart filming on the upcoming Avatar movie sequel. The legendary director, known for Titanic and the original Avatar movie, is abiding by New Zealand rules that require international travelers to self-isolate for 14 days when arriving in the country. They reopened for film production earlier this month. That's Fox on Film for Fox News.
Let's get up close with the celebrities in a mask.
The Masked Singer Season 3 finalists and what's next for them. Winner Candy Burris won the Golden Mask Trophy, then released her brand new single, Used to Love Me.
It's more of a dance record, really. It's more of a record that makes you feel good. You want to go to the club.
She plans a full album and says performing many genres on the show helped inspire her musically.
I've never been able to just do all type of music. because, you know, I just kind of was like in the R&B lane, and I really couldn't just do something opposite of that because, you know, you kind of feel like, well, this is what I'm stuck to. But now I don't feel that way.
Runner-up Jesse McCartney has an upbeat single called Friends ahead of a full introspective album.
Talks about my life in the industry and is a little bit more singer-songwriter based. You know, it talks about my romance with Katie, you know, my new fiance who I've been with for 8 years.
Runner-up Bow Wow has been working on music at home. He also has big screen plans.
Now Fast 9 comes out, I believe, April 2021. I started another movie in the fall time.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
And I'm going to tap into Steve McIntosh's life experience here and go back to the year 1955 when the Davy Crockett craze was sweeping America. How old were you in 55?
Five.
Yeah. Do you remember this?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the Mickey Mouse Club came on every afternoon and had Davy Crockett on there. Guy had a big old long gun, and he had a coonskin cap.
Right. Yeah. And there were three, and then they wrote the Ballad of Davy Crockett, which became this massively popular song, three versions of which finished in the top 10, made it to the top 10 of the charts.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee Ernie Ford had a hit version.
Born on a mountaintop of Tennessee.
Fess Parker had a hit version. Of course, he played Davy Crockett.
Yeah. On Green Mickey Estate Mouse in the Land of the Free.
Who had the biggest hit of all the
Pat
three?
Pat Boone.
That's not correct.
I don't know.
Bill Hayes. Bill Hayes had the version went number one in America for 5 weeks. Sold more than 2 million copies. He was awarded a gold disc.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hayes' birthday today. He is 95 years old.
My brothers and I figured out that to replicate this coonskin hat.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we had was our kitten, our live cat. So we put it on my brother's head, and it didn't go well.
I can't imagine that there's any part of that that went well. Which brother was that?
Jerry.
Jerry ended up with kitty on his head.
Yeah, it's a few scratches, too.
Yeah.
Of course, you had to explain that to your mom.
Right.
But my mom already knew she had four nitwits.
More hijinks, yeah. Bill Hayes then began a new chapter in his life. When in 1970, he was cast on Days of Our Lives on NBC.
That's where he made
and
his
he's
thing.
Still on Days of
Is
Our
he
Lives.
Really?
He's been on that thing for 50 years.
You're kidding me.
No. Man. And he's still married to that same gal.
Well, yeah. What's her face?
He married Susan Seaforth Hayes
in
1974. The two of them got married, and they've been on Days of Our Lives ever since.
Like
sands, about the last 46
years. Sands through the hourglass, so are the Days of Our Lives.
Their relationship was so popular, they were featured on the cover of Time magazine in 1976. That's still the only soap opera that ever made it to the cover of Time magazine.
How about that?
Bill Hayes and his wife, Susan. How about that? And they're still on. They're still on Days of Our Lives every day on NBC.
Oh, God.
Bless his heart. He had a number one hit, and he's still a TV actor. Happy birthday to Bill Hayes, who is 95 today. And that's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great Christian family. They do honest work at affordable prices, and, you know, they fix your appliance when it's broken.
Oh,
that's what they do.
Came by my house and fixed my refrigerator the other day.
That's what I heard. Got you fixed up.
Yeah.
Your refrigerator's running well. Nice
that's
and
right.
cold.
Yeah.
See? If your appliance is in trouble, this is who you call. Napoleon Appliance Repair. Call Terry for an appointment. That phone number is 409-1525. They are super folks. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
842 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with his update on the way on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.